What is your name?
My name is Margaret E. Oakes.
Do you know approximately what time you joined the Denver unit of WOSL?
I'm not real certain, but I think it was around 78, something, somewhere around 1978.
Were you in the service?
Oh yes, I was in the Army Nurse Corps, and I retired as a lieutenant colonel with 21 years service in 1970.
Oh, what made you decide to come in the Army Nurse Corps?
I came in 3rd of July, 1944, and it was during the war. And it seemed like the right thing to do, but it also, that type of life appealed to me. I like the challenge and the travel and all that goes with the Army.
Before you came in the Army Nurse Corps, what did you do?
I was about 6 months out of nurses training. I graduated from nurses training in January 1944 and came in the Army in July.
Oh, what were your jobs when you were in the Army Nurse Corps?
What were my jobs? Well, overseas we acted as an air evac hospital and received everybody in direct from the front. I worked on almost everything except probably psychiatry, certainly OB, general surgery, TB, medicine, supervision. I guess that just covers most everything except psychiatry.
How long did you say you were in the service?
For 21 years.
Where did your travels take you?
I was stationed first for my basic training at Camp White in Medford, Oregon. And then I went to Madigan Army Hospital in Fort Lewis, and from there I went overseas to Europe. And we were in, we landed in Scotland, went down through Scotland, England, France, and served there in Mourmelon-le-Grand. And then came back to the States and went to Fletcher General Hospital in Cambridge, Ohio. And when that closed, I went to Cryle General Hospital in Cleveland, Ohio. When that closed, I went to Halloran General Hospital on Staten Island, New York. And we closed that, and I went to Madigan Army Hospital at Fort Lewis, Washington for 5 years. Went back to Europe and was at Fontainebleau, France, and in Stuttgart, Germany. Came back to the States to the 7-month administrative course at Fort Sam Houston, and then 5 years at Fitzsimmons Army Hospital, 1 year at Tooele Ordnance Depot after I was married, and then I got out of the service there because of pregnancy. Then I went back in when my daughter was 4 years old, and went to Frankfurt, Germany, then came back to Fitzsimmons Army Hospital for another year and a half, where I retired in 1970.
Tell me about the kind of housing you had when you were in the service.
Well, it depended on where you were. During the war, you were in, what, monasteries, old caserns, just about anything that the Army could take and make over and make livable. As far as at the main hospitals, we were in usually one room with the bathroom facilities down the hall. No cooking facilities as such. We ate in the mess hall or out restaurants when we wanted to. The last time I was overseas, my husband and daughter were with me, and we had some housing at Heikog apartments in Frankfurt, which were very nice. Before that, on our last tour there, we rented a home out in Massenheim near Frankfurt. And other than that, just barrack style, sometimes open bay, depending on where you were overseas.
What was the nature of the medical care that you had?
I mean for me?
I mean, was it complete? Was it available? Was it satisfactory?
Yes, I have no complaints about medical care in the service.
Tell me about the uniforms that you wore.
When I went in 1944, there were still a few of the two-tone blue ones that were being issued, and they were recalled very shortly, and we were given green Class A's, and then we bought the pink skirts and green blouses, which were our Class A uniforms, dress uniforms. We had the brown and white seersucker duty uniforms, which we used for some years, I can't remember how many, and then we went into whites. Our uniforms, our Class A uniforms changed to the taupe uniforms, but I don't remember the years, but we wore them for some years, and then we changed back to green Class A's and then into our dress blues.
Can you tell me a couple of experiences that were particularly touching or funny or important in your career?
I think the first thing that ever really hit me was when that I thought was something that I always remembered, was when we got off the boat coming across the channel. We came across at night during the war, got off in Le Havre in France, and marched in formation to the train station. And as we got off the boat and looked, the city was just a mass of rubble. And as we marched down through the town, there was nothing but concrete foundations and columns and just rubble every place. And it occurred to me immediately that we in the United States don't even know what war is. We lose people from our families and our friends, but we never have had to suffer the destruction of everything else that we own. And these people over there, everything was just utterly demolished, including their families.
What required the greatest adjustment for you when you came in the service?
I didn't have to adjust at all. I came directly after 6 months out of training, and it was just pretty much the same. Rules, regulations, hours to be in. I did pretty much as I was told, the same as I had been, but to me it was nothing detrimental or unusual.
When you first came in the Army Nurse Corps, did you plan on making it a career?
I don't think anyone thought about careers during World War II. We were just there because we were needed. And then it became evident that we were going to have occupation forces, and we were going to have a lot of casualties left that would be needed, that would be needing care. And it just seemed to me the thing to do to stay in. The benefits and the travel, which to me was the greatest, and the challenges and the people, new people to meet constantly, to me were a great way to live. And when it became evident that people could stay in after the war, that was fine with me.
After you left the service, what did you do?
I have, my husband and daughter and I settled here in Aurora. And my husband died in April of 1980. And I still live here. My daughter is now almost 25. She's a RN with her Bachelor of Science. And I do volunteer work at Fitzsimmons. And I drive for Meals on Wheels. I do a lot of church work. Work with the Channel 9 Health Fair. I guess that's the main things.
What does being a member of WOSL mean to you?
I think it's satisfying to me to know that we pinpoint certain patriotic things that we support. Also, I've enjoyed knowing the several families that we have more or less adopted in the past and helped out. They were veterans' families, and there was great illness or whatever, and we helped these families with as many things financially and morally as we could, and I like that kind of thing.
Thank you very much.